As usual, paramedic Craig Foster and EMT Keaton Shaw begin their 24-hour shift at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, Keaton?
Yeah?
What are we going to do today?
I'm hoping nothing.
I always hope for nothing.
This is the ambulance district for Atchison and Holt counties here in the northwest tip of Missouri. The district spans 1,100 square miles, nearly 10 times more land area than Omaha, the nearest city. To cover all that ground, the district keeps two ambulances staffed with two-person crews 24-7, but they average fewer than four calls a day. Craig likes it that way.
The nice thing about our job is nobody wants us to work. They don't want to see the ambulance roll out. I mean, somebody's hurt or sick, you know.
Of course, this job is slow until it isn't. Everyone does want an ambulance to roll out when it's needed, but maintaining that preparedness is pricey. When you factor in all the expenses, including downtime, each call costs a district about $1,800 to run. A special higher payment rate for Medicare helps with that, or at least it did. Super rural ambulance districts like this one got a 23% bonus payment for Medicare patients, and it made a big difference in their budgets. That money helps keep crews like Craig and Keaton ready to respond to calls, and they spend an inordinate amount of time obsessing over their superstitions about what could bring one on. Using forbidden words like boring or quiet to describe the day is sure to do it. So is polishing your boots on duty. And today, Keaton has a premonition about going out to eat.
We'll go out to eat, we're going to probably get a call.
But they decide to try their luck at a steakhouse anyway. And sure enough, just as we're backing into the parking spot,
AC Central to AHAT 1.
There's been a mugging on the highway.
In case you're getting ready to go into lunch, we need you to go to Trails Inn. Stand by.
A truck driver's been badly bloodied. Craig helps him into the back of the ambulance.
All right, now. Big question for you. You don't let me take you to the hospital? I'm going to say that you definitely need to go to the hospital.
The man agrees. There's only one hospital in the entire district, and they take him there. After a few hours, though, he needs to be airlifted to a higher-tiered hospital in Omaha. If the wind had blown just a little harder that day, Craig and Keaton would have taken them on that 200-mile round-trip transport. The district puts 200,000 miles on their trucks annually. They need to buy a new one each year and then slowly phase it out. But without the Medicare bonus payments, District Chief Gene Bradley says that's off the table.
We're not planning any major purchases right now. No capital purchases to replace any equipment. No raises for the employees.
He's hoping Congress will reauthorize the payments, known as Medicare extenders, this week. But he's also considering worst-case scenarios.
We can sustain right now for a year or two, the extenders went away and didn't come back. But after that, then it becomes a hard question.
Since he started here in 92, Bradley's already seen the district go from 5 to 4 to 3, and now just 2 ambulances on duty. He's determined not to lose another, but that could mean laying off higher-skilled paramedics, who cost more than EMTs but have the training to save more lives. Then, as we wrap up our interview, his radio goes off. Two semi-trucks collided on the interstate. One driver is pinned inside his vehicle. And in less than a minute, Bradley's racing to the accident in his SUV, followed closely by the ambulance carrying Keaton Shaw and Craig Foster. Bram Sablesmith, Side Effects Public Media.